It's 5:30 a.m. and we just pulled up at St. John's Clinic, and there's already a line of about 4 or 5 people. It's drizzling and it's very dark.
Antonio, but he goes by Tony, was first in line. He seemed pretty proud about it. When he had come before, he said he was about 13th in line. He'd counted. This time, he told his wife he was going to be first, and he was.
Melvin Richardson arrived a little after 7:30.
I had stomach problems one day. It led me to find out I had a hernia. Well, I just recently, in the last 90 days, got laid off. I was working for a big trucking company.
Melvin's now without insurance.
I think I came like last week and I had an appointment for 1:30.
Yeah.
I didn't get out of here until 4:30.
Jesus Rios also waited quietly. He too was an out-of-work trucker.
You know, I come over here because I finished my medicine.
At St. John's, Jesus's diabetes medicine is free, unless they run out, and then it runs him about $200 for a month's supply at the pharmacy. That's nothing, though, compared with his visit to the emergency room.
See, I go to the hospital. One day, forget it, that's people not gonna hire. That people send me a bill for $2,000 for nothing.
Jesus made sure to arrive early because if there aren't enough doctors in that day, they'll turn people away after the first 10 or 15 patients. What will Jesus do if he doesn't get seen?
You go home and try to find medicine for your friends. Hey, you guys, oh yeah, I got a couple.
And he'll get there earlier next time. By mid-morning, Melvin, who was coming in preparation for his hernia surgery, was running out of patience.
I hope they get me out of here. Yeah. That'd be their best bet to get me out of here, because I will get a little louder again. And I hate to say, but that's what it takes sometimes. Just sitting around on your butt and just waiting for them, you'll be here all day. I don't want to be up here 8 hours.
Tony was also reaching a breaking point. Though he was first in line and thought he'd be in and out in 15 minutes, the clinic staff couldn't find his file. He was still waiting 5 hours later.
He can find it. He said, loser. What did he lose? I can't believe it. I don't go to my work today, but coming over here, I come to my first. The first guy, I'm waiting outside. Maybe 5 hours, no? Five? Yeah, I think 5 hours, yeah.
The clinic saw a total of 85 patients. Many waited all day. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Emily Frost.
And I'm Dan Watson.